Welcome to the School of Healing, a podcast brought to you by Move and Still. I'm your host and guide, Dominice Clifton. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and working professionals that are seeking a new way. For years, you've tried to follow the programming and rules of the world, but you still find yourself burned out, unfulfilled, and questioning the deeper meaning behind life. The School of Healing is designed to help you live more aligned and authentically. Instead of chasing external expectations or trying to make yourself fit into a box, each episode is created to help you shed, decondition, and release all of the things that you've been told to be that are no longer serving you. This journey is about remembering. You don't have anything more to heal. You just have to stand in the knowingness that you are already healed and remind other people of this truth as you enjoy your life. Life is meant to be full. I am so glad you answered your soul's calling, and I am so glad you are here. Now let's grow and evolve together so that we make the most out of this beautiful lifetime. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of the School of Healing. I am so glad that you tuned in today to listen to this beautiful message. I said a prayer to Source before hitting record that I would just be a messenger for whatever light, whatever message needed to be transmuted today. And so I'm just like opening myself up to channel that energy. Well, as I'm recording this, I was thinking like, do I want to say Happy New Year? Because it's like kind of mid-January at this point that I'm recording, and I don't know like what the rules are around when we stop saying Happy New Year, but it's still early in 2023. So I'm just going to say Happy New Year. And by the time you hear this message, it'll be at the end of the month or the season finale. But I did want to send y'all some love because it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a podcast recording. We had done a lot of like batch recording at the end of 22. And so, yeah, I haven't been behind the mic in a while, and I'm really happy to be back behind the mic. But I also will be honest and say that I was not sure of what I wanted to talk about as I closed out season two. The theme for season two was alignment and authenticity. And I think I started season two very clear on what I wanted this theme to be, because I have been working on being more aligned and more authentic. But I think as the season went on, like I did a great job of interviewing people who shared their stories. And I think their stories conveyed really beautifully about alignment and authenticity, but I didn't enforce that message or like remind you all of that message so much. So I thought it would be beautiful as we close out this season to just like bring it all in, bring it home, and close out the season with the same message slash theme of what the season was started on. So full transparency, as I was contemplating on what I wanted to share today, I was actually taking an early evening bath because I just felt like my energy was scattered. I was feeling super impatient with my daughters. And typically when I feel like I have to do something that like brings all the energy back in for me. So sometimes that might be breath work. Sometimes that might be yoga or whatever the case it is. But for me today, I felt called to go to the water. And so I took a really warm bath with some Epsom salt, and it was like, and all of my energy just kind of came back to me. Like I felt very scattered before the bath. And so if anyone is listening to this and you can relate to feeling like all over the place or just different emotions, and you're trying to figure out like what to do to feel like yourself again, I would highly suggest finding some water. It could be a bath, but if you're somewhere warm and you're listening to this and you can go to the beach, some salt water, that would be my number one recommendation. I live on the East Coast and it's cold as hell right now. And so that is just not even an option at all. So a warm bath with some Epsom salt was the closest thing that I could get to some salt water, but it was so beautiful. I didn't even realize how long I had been in the tub. Thankfully, my girls were quiet and they kept themselves busy, and they like obliged to giving me a moment to just find some peace, and the rest of the night ended up being really beautiful. But I've just been so in my head over the last, I would say like 6 weeks or so. It's been a little bit tough. Like again, this episode is all about authenticity, and so I can't be anything but transparent and vulnerable in just sharing that things have been challenging for me as I've been navigating and figuring out some transitions in business. And it's been this like both and situation where on one end, it's been tough and I've been pushed to an edge and I've been having to figure out some different things in business. And then on the other end, it's been really beautiful because in the midst of all that has been going on, I have been more creative and creating more things. So I've been working on three really exciting things, which I will share all of them now since this is the season finale, because I do know when the next season will start. But by the time season three starts, the products will probably be about to come out or maybe coming out. I don't know. I don't know the timing of everything right now. But anyway, it's been beautiful because I've been really working and I've been really creating. And so, of course, I have my new online course, Grounded, which you heard about before this episode started. It is an 8-week online course, self-paced, so you can go at your own pace. If you need longer than 8 weeks, you can always take longer. But it's an 8-week course and it's focused on releasing stress energetically, releasing stress and trauma that you might be holding and storing in the chakras, and really just like letting the energy be able to flow throughout your body so your chakras are balanced and they perform at the optimum level that they are designed to, and you can thrive and show up the way that you are designed to show up. So I'm excited about that because I set a goal for myself that I was going to finish creating that course by January 15th, and I did it. Like, by the time you hear this recording, I hit my target date, and I'm super excited to have that done because I have been working on that really like full time almost. Like, I pause on a lot of things and I've been working on that for the last 6 weeks. And the idea of the course came to me on Thanksgiving. I remember it very vividly because after Thanksgiving, I was sitting with myself at the end of the night, like it was late. We came in from a family member's house, my daughters, I put them to bed and I meditated because I was feeling really like disheveled and kind of scattered. I cried. I was crying a lot at that moment and like talking to God and just saying like, I need to know that you're here. Like, I was feeling really just in it by myself. And I've been feeling like that for some time now. So I don't know when this point of being pushed to the edge is over for me, but I will be happy when it ends because it has definitely been stretching me a lot. I'm sharing all that to say that I was going through this really like rough moment. It's been up and down since then, but I was going through this really rough moment and just talking to God. When I finally got myself together and stopped with my ugly cry and my conversation with God, source, I did some breath work. I did like a 45-minute breath work session that was focused on trusting the process. And as I was breathing, the idea for this online course came up. I mean, literally like the idea behind the course, the name of the course came to me. And it was so interesting because I realized in that moment, I was feeling anything but grounded and I was being told to create this course. And I came out of that breathwork session, that like meditative state that I was in, a very like deep unconscious state. And I did what I typically do when I get big downloads like that. I started journaling and writing down what came up for me. And I decided like, okay, you know, I'm going to create my first online course. And what has been interesting about that process is that over the last 7 weeks since I started creating this course, it has been helping to keep me grounded. It has really been helping me while going through such a difficult time in life and some transition in business and just trying to like navigate and figure things out. The course has really been helping me. So as I've been collecting information from a ton of different places and like compiling them to create this course, I've been learning and relearning concepts that I've been able to apply and also reflect on, you know, how these things are true in my own life. And then I've been doing a ton of yoga. You know, I've been practicing the yoga sequences. I had to create the yoga sequences and then I had to practice yoga sequences to make sure that they flow the way that I wanted them to flow. And then I had to record the yoga sequences. So I've been doing a ton of yoga. And actually for the month of December, I did 30 days of yoga. So a lot of December was me doing the yoga sessions for this grounded course because I was doing 30 days of yoga. So I did a ton of yoga and then I also created the breathwork sessions. And so even though I was creating them, I was still going through the process of guiding myself as I was creating and recording them to share out to the world. So Grounded came to me as something that I was assigned to create, but it was also like the medicine that I needed also, which is really beautiful because the universe always knows what we need. And so I am sharing all that to say that
thank you.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Oftentimes, we find that we have goals but struggle with execution. Maybe you want to live healthier, but you have never put a plan in place, so you never reach your goals. Or maybe you dream of entrepreneurship and freedom, but you can never find the time necessary to execute your goals. Time keeps moving, and you stay busy, and then you look up and you've spent yet another year living a life that you don't truly desire. We're only getting older, friend. A goal without a plan is just a wish. It's time to stop wishing and start executing your goals, sis. Whether you have a personal goal, like living a more balanced and fulfilling life, or a professional goal, like starting your side hustle and mapping out your transition plan, I'm here to guide you. We'll spend the next 6 months working side by side to map out and execute your customized action plan. You'll be able to define success on your own terms so you can hop off the hamster wheel of comparison. Own lane, own race, own pace. And the best part? You'll have ongoing accountability and support from me, so no more inaction or being held back by fear. Living the life of your dreams and choosing the path that sets your soul on fire requires clarity on your goals, facing your fears head on, and then executing on the plan. With me as your guide and God by our side, we must win. So if you're ready to take the next step to elevate your life, click the link in the show notes to schedule your free discovery call so that we can chat. Remember, you don't have to have the how figured out. You just have to have the courage to start. The universe will take care of the rest. When I say I put my heart and soul into this course, I really did, because it was healing me and it was like nourishing me and massaging the places on me that needed to be massaged as I was creating it for y'all. And so I know that it works because it has helped me to be grounded and to remain grounded in what has been one of the most difficult times for me. I won't say of my life, because I've been through some difficult times, but it's been really challenging. And I think that every year when you reflect challenging times that you go through, I feel like the challenges are similar, but it's like they get harder at each level, if that makes sense. So it's like I felt in a space where I didn't know how I was going to get out of things or like what the outcome was going to be before. But this feels like it has been up leveled. The ante has been up. I think that's what they say. It's been like a different level of challenge. And so the course has been helpful for navigating all of that. In addition to creating the online course, which if anyone is interested in learning more about it, there is a link in the show notes that will take you to the course sales page on Teachable, and it'll have all the information and you can read more there and enroll if you're interested. So in addition to the online course, so I've been working on like a few things simultaneously. I've also been working on a soul care card deck, which is going to be a 44 deck of cards that is somatic approaches, but also just different approaches that are helpful for nurturing the mind, body, and spirit. And so I'm really, really, really excited about these cards, because that was another download that came to me. I'm learning that whenever I'm meditating or doing breath work and I get a download, I know that it's not for me. Like if I'm trying to figure something out and I'm conscious about it and I'm just like in my day, you know, brainstorming, doing the dishes and trying to like really figure it out, those ideas are good ideas sometimes, but sometimes those come from like an ego place. But whenever I get a download in a breathwork session or a meditation session, I know that it came directly from source or the universe. Like I know that it didn't come from me. And so all of these ideas, creative projects that I have been working on have been coming to me when I've been like deep in a meditative state. And so I can't right now remember when the idea for the cards came to me, but I'm super excited about that. And I'm planning to release those in March as we transition into spring. And March is also Women's History Month. So stay tuned for more information about that as we get closer to that. And then I'm writing a book, and I haven't even announced this to the world yet. I may or may not have announced it to the world by the time this podcast episode airs, but I'm writing a book, and the book is called Hold Space to Heal. And it includes 7 somatic approaches that help you to release, reconnect, and remember so that you own your power. And so This is self-help book, I guess, for people who want to do the healing work, go deeper in the healing work journey. But I'm also extremely excited about that. I'm working with a writing coach. Shout out to my Uncle David because he invested in this coach for me. But I'm working with a writing coach and I'm writing a book, which is a little bit crazy to say out loud and like to own the fullness of that statement, because I actually started writing this book at the end of 2020, but I wasn't ready yet. Like, I wasn't ready. I needed to be molded and cultivated a bit more. So when the opportunity came for me to restart the writing process, it has flowed a lot easier because I feel like I'm energetically, spiritually, like ready to say yes to this project, to be seen in this way by the world. That's another thing, because I'm sharing a lot of like personal things in the book, and it has taken me to continue to go through my own journey and evolve and heal and to release things myself in order for me to like really voice my truth in this way and like let my throat chakra be open to share in this way. And so that will be coming out soon. Again, I'm figuring out the timeline on that, but that'll be coming out soon. And I'm self-publishing that. Really excited about that. So now that I've gotten all those things out the way, I was saying all that to say that although I have been going through challenging time, a time of transition, I'm not even sure what to call it, although I've been going through a bit of a transition in life, it has also been extremely beautiful on the creative side because I've been working on all three of these things at once. Over the last 2 weeks, I kind of paused on the cards and the book to really get the online course done because I was like, I want to be done with Grounded by the 15th. So that was like a goal that I set for myself. But I've been working on all these things at once and it's been all impacting me so differently as I've been creating them. I think that's such a beautiful part of the creative process, is that like you gain from it as you are creating it for other people. So with that, I wanted to talk about alignment and authenticity and just share a bit about where I've been, what I've been working on, the space that I'm in right now, because I think it's, again, important to be just, you know, honest and authentic about where my life is. But it was hard for me to come up with what I wanted to talk about for this episode because I was like, I haven't really been in a space where I've been wanting to share myself with the world. I think part of it is just seasonal, which is a lot of what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. And I typically kind of retreat and cocoon in the winter. But I also think part of it is just kind of the me ebbing and flowing with where I've been and where my life is right now. So I haven't been wanting to show up and share because I haven't had much to share. Like, I'm being a lot more cognizant about my energy and I don't want to show up and like, let me just post. Like, even with posting, I know that my podcast team, I'm probably getting on their damn nerves because I'd be missing my posting schedule. If I'm not inspired, I don't want to just post to post because I've been there. I've done that. I always try to post and share value. And sometimes it's like hard for me to share and to give of myself when I don't feel like I have it to give. And so I was really struggling with what am I going to say with this episode because I didn't necessarily feel like I had as much to give. I wasn't able to give from the space that I usually give. But again, taking that bath, soaking in some salt, it really helped to bring and collect all of the parts of me. And just sitting with myself and sitting in stillness also was beautiful because I was guided on what needed to be said today. And so here we are, season finale. So let's get into it. So let's see, I got some notes. So I'm like looking at where I want to start. So the most important thing I will say, or not the most important thing, but one thing I will say is that winter, I've noticed over the last couple of years, I guess before I wasn't as sensitive to the seasons or as in tune with nature. And so I don't feel like it impacted me the way that it does now, the seasons shifting and changing. But the last 2 or 3 winters have been really hard for me, like real hard. And when I say real hard, it's like I struggle to feel motivated to do simple things. Like, some days I don't be wanting to get out of the bed. I just feel tired, even though I might have slept. My sleep pattern has also been off lately. So I've been staying up later than I typically do. I'm not a night owl. I've been staying up later than I typically do. Part of that has been working on things. Like, I've been in my creative space. And so, you know, like when you're in your zone of genius or your creative zone, you want to like push through and get the things done. And I'm a projector, a human design type, and not to like shift and go too far, but we have like power hours, kind of. Like, we can go really hard and work and get a lot done in like 3 or 4 hours. Like, we can get a whole workday done in 3 or 4 hours. And so the amount of time that it might take someone else to get something done, I can bust it out in a couple of hours. And so when I get in those spaces where I feel like I want to create with do something, be productive, if it hits at 10 or 11, I'm like, okay, I'm about to rock with this energy. So my sleep pattern has been off, but I haven't been, again, waking up as energized as I normally have been. I haven't really been motivated to do a lot. Again, I haven't really even been like wanting to reach out and connect and talk to people, like all the things. So winter has been challenging for me. And I was sharing with two friends that I'm in a group chat with that we typically check in on Sunday evenings to share our goals with one another for the upcoming week and then to reflect on the past week and, you know, what we did well, maybe what we got accomplished versus what we want to focus on for the next week. And so we do a Sunday evening check-in. So we were all texting and trying to figure out if we were going to check in. And I told them, again, kind of because of where I've just been, I wasn't really in a space where I felt like I could hold space for other people. So I told them that I wasn't checking in, but that I would share my goals in the group. And I encouraged them to still check in if their schedules permitted. I shared 3 goals and then I dropped another goal in after. And then one of my friends commented and was like, she said something along the lines of, she was kind of like, dang, Dom, like, you know, you got a lot that you're trying to work on. She was just, I got to be careful because sometimes I feel like I compare myself to you and I feel like I'm not doing enough. Something along those lines. That wasn't the exact wording, but that was the gist of what she was saying. Like, based on what I shared, she feels like she sometimes questions herself. And I had to be very like honest with her and be like, girl, listen, I shared those things because those are my intentions for this week. But over the last couple of weeks, I have not been hitting my goals the way that I typically do. When I'm on, I'm like a machine, and that's, they can be good and it can be bad because sometimes I don't know when to turn off. But I'm typically like very productive. I'm a very get it done, ambitious person. Like, that's just my character. That's just who I am. Again, sometimes it can be to my detriment because I can overwork and not know how to shut that down. So I'm learning to find balance. But I was telling her, I haven't felt doing much over the last couple of weeks, months. I was sharing that I have been moving slower. I've been more tired. Like, I just haven't had the motivation. And then she kind of shared that she had been feeling the same way. And then we all started talking about a part of that is just winter. Part of that is just seasonal, and that's normal. When I was in the bathtub today, I was just really recognizing that I need to give myself more grace and give myself more time to rest during the winter months. So instead of trying to wake up at the crack of dawn, which I typically try to do, I try to always wake up before my daughters so that I can have like my morning time, my like hour to 90 minutes, depending on how good I'm feeling. I try to have anywhere from like an hour, 75, 90 minutes in the morning to myself before I start my day with them. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been setting my alarm clock at the time that I normally set it, which is somewhere between like 5 and 5:30. But I've been snoozing, I've been tired. So I've been like sleeping in later, and I've been feeling guilty about that. And as I was reflecting in the tub today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give myself more grace because like resting is okay. Even in the midst of needing to get shit done, because I still have to get shit done for life and I have responsibilities and, you know, like all the things that come with adulting, I have to find balance and just allow myself more time to rest during the winter months and really honor my body that way without feeling bad about it. And so what I wanted to do for this episode is just provide more tips for how we can be more aligned with the seasons, because I am recognizing, and I also don't know if it's like an age thing where as I'm getting older, I'm getting wiser and more in tune with my body. But again, over the last like 2 or 3 years, the seasons have been hitting me different. And when it's like spring, summer, it's great. Fall is cool too, but like winter really does something different to me. And so instead of pushing against that and feeling bad about it, I am just going to start allowing myself to be more aligned and in alignment with the seasons. And I was reflecting on that and what that meant for me while I was in the bathtub today. And although right now where my life is, I am still in a space where I have to at some points push through the like heaviness and lethargic feelings because I do need to get things done. I've been thinking about what does it look like to start planning ahead now for next winter so that I can really slow down and move at the pace that I want to go next winter. So we're going to spend season two finale talking all about being more aligned with the seasons. So the first thing I will say, I have like 4 points, and then I'm also going to share a couple of tidbits. So I am a part of an organization in Baltimore called The Well. It's the Women's Entrepreneurship Leadership Lab. And if you're in Baltimore, you are a Black woman entrepreneur, it's a really beautiful community for entrepreneurs, again, Black women entrepreneurs, to come together to share ideas, to collaborate, to support one another. So I'm a part of The Well, and the founder of The Well is Nakia Drummond. And she sent out an email maybe a week ago or so, just talking about like January, the new year, the start of the year, and how, you know, most of us, most people, the world is like, oh, it's the new year. Like, let's set these really big goals. Like, let's be super productive. But her email was basically saying, like, let's pause. Let's pay attention to and honor how we feel. And she gave some really good points that I appreciated. So part of what I'm sharing is kind of my reflections on what she shared with me, adding my own sauce to it. But then I'm also going to pull a bit from the email that she shared, because I love the way she broke down how she like separates out her year and her seasons. Okay, so the first couple of points that I'm going to share, there's 4 points that I took notes on. I'm going to share those about being in alignment with particularly the winter season. So the first is that pushing ourselves during the winter months is counterintuitive. If you think about, this is what we were talking about in our group chat with me and my two friends. If you think about winter, the rest of nature is hibernating during this season. So if you think about animals, if you think about the trees, the plants, like everything else sheds, dies, and just chills out for a couple of months until the spring comes. Animals, they collect all their food in the fall months, and then they chill the hell out. The rest of nature, the rest of the animals and the mammals are hibernating, but us humans, right? We start our new year in January, which is like smack dab in the middle of the winter season. And we're pushing productivity and heavy goal setting. And it really does go against our natural biology. And I'm not going to get too deep into this, but a lot of that is rooted in capitalism and the need to produce for the sake of money and like just all of the things that are involved in capitalism. It's like, let's just have people hit the ground running at the top of the year so that they can work and be workhorses. But it doesn't feel good. Like, it doesn't feel good to our bodies, especially for people that live in colder climates. I know many of y'all that will probably be listening to this that are in colder climates can probably relate to similar feelings of not wanting to do much, not wanting to go out, not wanting to interact, like wanting to just stay home, be warm, cuddle up with the fuzzy socks and the warm pajamas. And then again, like feeling guilty about that because we are always feeling like we need to be on and working and productive. And it kind of it's like our mind and our bodies are in constant battle. The mind is saying, work, be productive, set these goals that now you put pressure on yourself to accomplish. And then when you don't accomplish them, you make yourself feel bad about it and you feel guilty about it. And then the body is like, I just want to rest. And I have definitely been in a I just want to rest space. And I've been like trying to figure out the balance. And so understanding the first point in alignment with seasons, but again, specifically winter, is understanding that when we try to hit the ground running in January, we are working against our biology, our biological clock. And so everything is going to feel harder. Everything is going to feel more forced. Even if you are someone who, like me, like I said, is highly ambitious, it's still going to feel off for the majority of us because we are not programmed. We didn't come from the factory to function that way. That's just the way that the world has evolved. But if you look at our ancestors, hundreds to thousands of years ago, they chilled out more. They honored the seasons more. They were more in alignment. So that's my first point. The second thing I wanted to point out is that you have to acknowledge what is true for you. And so what I mean by that is I hate winter. It sucks. And I'm a winter baby. My birthday is January 23rd. So by the time this airs, it will be maybe like 2 days after my 35th birthday. Y'all like send me a message or something and wish me happy birthday. But I'm a winter baby and I hate winter. But I live somewhere. I live on the East Coast that's very cold in the winter. And every year it's like, as I know that the seasons are shifting and fall is like a couple of weeks now, like we don't even get a real fall. But as I feel the season shifting, I start to get sad because I know what's coming. Like, I know it's about to be cold and I'm about to be miserable. And so for me, what I've been really having to do as far as acknowledging what is true for me is, instead of feeling guilty when I don't have my full level of energy and motivation, I am choosing to acknowledge what is true for me and where I currently am. And that is where I currently am physically and also where I currently am mentally. And just accepting that and being okay with that and not feeling like I have to still do all the time. And just honoring myself, honoring my truth, honoring what is true for me. So that's point true. Like, acknowledge what is true for you. If you can relate to that, all that I've shared, and you don't feel good about winter or you don't feel good about your body wanting to slow down, it's okay. Let that just be real. Let that be true for you. The third thing is that I've been thinking more, and I mentioned this when I started talking about these points, I've been thinking more about preparation and how I can be more prepared for next year. Because although winter has been hitting me for the last couple of years different, I haven't really been like shifting and preparing for it. But after this winter, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing things very different next year. Like, I gotta get myself ready. So I'm thinking now about what I need to do differently for next winter in my business and in my life. That is going to include more trips to warm places until I can afford to move and get the hell out of off of the East Coast. Or if I'm not moving and leaving the East Coast, I at least want to be able to like spend my winters somewhere warm. It's going to eventually, like, big life goal, big money goal, is going to be eventually being able to do winter in a warm place. But I also just want to move eventually, like within the next 2 or 3 years, I want to move. That's like top of mind for me. But until those things happen, I have been thinking about like, what does it look like for me to start getting away in the winter months for a couple of days, like not extended super long trips, but getting away for a couple of days and going to a warm place, because the vitamin D, like I need it. So I've been thinking about that. I'm also making plans in my business or, you know, in my life to start saving for the winter, saving money for the winter months, like making sure the finances are in place so that I can work less during the winter months and not feel bad about it. So if you think about squirrels and how they collect their nuts in advance, you know, start getting everything ready for the winter so that they have everything that they need. That's what I want to do. I want to start collecting. Like, I want to be collecting throughout the year, especially by fall, making sure that I'm good so that once winter comes, like, I don't have to feel the pressure of I still have to produce and put out, because I'm okay. And a fairly new entrepreneur, I will be completely transparent and say I'm not at that place yet where I can just not do much for the winter months. But my goal is to get to a place where, not that I shut everything down, I want to be able to slow down and maybe go into the creative space that I've been in over the last couple of months and then not have to feel like pressure to create or to produce things or to do. So again, that's going to be better financial planning and better saving for me this year so that next winter I'm prepared. And then other things, even like outside of finances, I was thinking today as I had to record this episode, I was thinking about how next fall, I want to be preparing farther in advance with the podcast so that I can just batch create content that just is scheduled for the winter. So again, I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks, especially interviews with other people, because I had done a lot of them. And so we have been scheduling things out. But when it was time to hit record on this, well, earlier today, again, the bath really helped to get the energy where I needed to be. So what I'm sharing is coming from a place completely of love. But when I was thinking about what do I want to share for the finale, at first it felt like it was just going to take a lot of energy out of me. And it was hard for me to think of what I wanted to share, because energetically, I wasn't feeling it. So I was thinking, well, how can I prepare maybe by November to have all the episodes done for the rest of the season, however long that is? And also, what does it look like for me to schedule my podcast around the seasons? So once the season 2 finale goes live, which is going to be at the end of January, I am actually going to take February off and then maybe half of March off from recording and podcasting. And I'm going to come back with the start of spring. So even that for me was an intentional decision of I need a moment to pause. It feels really good for me to be able to do that for the remainder of winter. And then as we transition and shift into spring, and spring is all about newness and, you know, new beginnings, it feels good and it makes sense for me to come back with season 3 then. And so now I have to think about and plan out for the rest of 2023 what my podcast seasons will look like so that I can kind of shut things down or slow things down for next winter. So point 3 was preparation. So thinking about what you can do to prepare in advance to get yourself ready for the next winter, or even if you are in a place where you can prepare and do some things for this winter. And then the last point was picking up the pace / starting my new year off in March as the spring season comes. Yes, we know the world celebrates the new year on January 1st. But for me, January 1st didn't feel too different from December 31st or December 15th or December 20th. Like all the things mentally, emotionally, and physically felt very similar. So instead of starting the new year on January 1st, I've been thinking, while the rest of the world may be celebrating and starting the new year then, I'm going to start aligning my body, my business, my mind with the start of spring and allow myself to transition into, you know, a new year and the idea of productivity and goal setting or intention setting, all of those things more with the spring, because my body will be in a place where it's ready to work and to do and to move and all the things and to interact with people and to, you know, outpour more efficiently in the spring. So March 20th starts spring 2023. And so I'll be picking up a lot more towards the middle to the end of March with all the things. So I'm going to just summarize those 4 points, and then I'm going to close out this episode with sharing Nakia's, she calls it her new rhythm. So I'm going to close out with sharing those ideas. Those are going to be especially helpful for entrepreneurs, business owners, people that really can control their schedule. If not that if you're a working professional, you can't. But what she shares is especially helpful to entrepreneurs. So my 4 points with being more in line with the seasons are just recognizing that pushing ourselves during the winter months is counterintuitive and goes against our biology. And so really just allow yourself to be more in alignment with nature and rest. Point 2 was acknowledging what is true for you. So acknowledging where you are and how you feel with winter and just being okay with that, not feeling bad about that. Point 3 is preparation. So what are the things that you can do to shift and change for this winter? Because we still got a couple of weeks to go of this. Or what are the things that you can shift and change to be more prepared for next winter? And then point 4 was considering picking up the pace and starting your new year more in alignment with the spring, because you'll have the energy and the drive to do so. Okay, so again, this is not things that I'm going to share are definitely inspired by Nakia's email. So from January through March, it is hibernating and nurturing. It's basically the time of year where she's gentle with her mind and body. And so she says, I'm reflecting, I'm learning, I'm resting, and I'm nourishing myself. In business, I rely on others to nurture the work that I produced and captured. She said that while I do lots of planning during this time, production is low. This is the midpoint in my business year, so I remove the pressure to run hard and fast by just allowing myself time to reflect as I get ready for the new year, or as I get ready for the work that is coming up. So April to June is the awakening. And of course, this is again around the time of spring starting and then us moving deeper into spring. And so this is all about like business development for her when she's starting to wake up. July through September are the building months. And this is also, if you are someone who is familiar with the fiscal year or your business operates on a fiscal year, you can start your fiscal year in July so that your business is starting its new year then. She says that, you know, this is the point where you start to see the fruits of your labor. So you've been working April through June, July through September, you start to see all of those things beginning to manifest, like the harvest is happening now. Of course, you're in higher production mode the sun is out, the days are longer, like we're feeling good. We want to go out, have fun, do all the things, and we just feel better. So that's like the building season. And then October through December are harvesting and storing. So energy is still pretty high during the fall, and you still have that momentum from the spring and the summer with business. So, you know, you're still getting business is still typically good at that time. And so you can basically prepare for the quieter season without feeling guilty or anxious because, again, business is still good from the last 6 months of building that you've done. So I really appreciated this recommendation from Nakia of the New Rhythm, because as I reflected on 2020, that was actually, and not intentionally, but that was actually a lot of how my year flowed. And so I love that she could essentially take what happened for me and like make sense of it timeline wise. But for me, I was deep and heavy in 2022, in January of 2022, in February and March. So the first 3 months, I was working on my yoga certification programs and going through a lot of certifications and things. So my head was down. I was getting prepared, like I was getting ready, but I wasn't doing a ton. Like I wasn't doing a ton as far as output goes. And then once the spring hit, I started getting a lot of contracts. I started getting more pitch competition funding coming in. So I really started moving, like business really started picking up. Yeah. So April through October, those were like the heavy months for me where the majority of the income was made. And then as we start to near the end of the year, again, fall, winter, you know, those sorts of things. Like as we started nearing that point, business started slowing down. Of course, if you think about, I work B2B, so a lot of businesses, their budgets are non-existent at that point most of the time. Like they spent all the money in the earlier parts of the year. So I wasn't getting as many contracts and things like that. But I had gotten a bulk of my income from last year came between February and like October. So I started thinking about what it looks like for me in 23. With that level of awareness to store, hibernate, pack away, plan for the slower months, and not to just plan for them for my survival, but also plan for them for my level of productivity or lack of productivity. So that is really what I want to leave with you all. I hope this was helpful. Authenticity is really about being the truest form of yourself. I almost used the word in the definition, y'all. I got stuck on that. But being authentic means being real, and it means honoring who you are and being okay with moving through the world in that way. And again, I think that closing out this way, especially in where we are in the time of year, is beautiful because it doesn't feel authentic for me to want to get up super early and push through and do all the things the way that I did in prior months if my body is urging me to rest more. Like that's not authentic to me. And it's also not in alignment with nature. And so to wrap up season two, honor yourself. Like it's okay if you don't feel like it. It's okay if you don't have the motivation. It's okay if you don't have the momentum. I'm not saying be lazy and don't do anything. But if you do things at a slower pace, or it takes you longer, or you don't feel motivated some days, and then some days you do, it's okay. Go with the flow. Like that's what I really want to leave you all with, because we live in a world where it is so easy to, and harmful, to compare ourselves to other people and to look at people's social media feeds and feel like everyone else has their shit together and we don't. And I am including myself in that because I'm human, and that's just a part of being able to see into everyone's lives. But as I pause and reflect on last year and just this year and my goals for this year, I choose to show up authentically. And so that means showing up as my best self. If I'm not my best self in the moment and not just feeling like I need to put out for numbers or because I have to post today and all of those things. And then alignment again is just recognizing that, especially if you are more sensitive to like the moon cycles and the seasons and all of those things, it is hard to try to make your body go against nature. A couple of years ago, I don't think I was as in tuned. And so maybe I just ignored the seasons and they didn't bother me the same, but it's really hard to ignore that now. And so if you are someone who is feeling the shifts and feeling, like I said, the seasons and the moons and all those things, just flow, like just flow with it. Don't work against it, because that's not how we were designed and that's not what nature created for us. So with all of that, thank y'all so much for rocking with me for season two. I love you all dearly. I'm excited to come back in the spring, renewed, rejuvenated, rested, having moved forward with more of the creative projects that I mentioned at the start of this episode and be able to share those out with you all. I'm super excited to share and to let my light shine in that way. Again, if you are interested in learning more about the online course, that is ready now. By the time you hear this, it is out. It is ready. It's beautiful. I poured everything into it. And I hope that when you take the course, you'll see that, you'll feel that, you'll feel the love that was poured into that, and you'll feel the light that flowed through me to produce that. Thank y'all for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing day wherever you are. And I will see y'all in season three of the School of Healing. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the School of Healing. You can check out the show notes to connect and learn more about any resources that were mentioned today. If you're on Instagram, let me know what resonated with you. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me so that we can stay connected. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really liked it. If you didn't, that's okay too.